Let's finish out talking about PARP inhibitors and prostate cancer. And I want to ask you about the 77-year-old man. But first, just getting back to your other patient, the man who's on the Aramis trial. We talked about the possibility that he might, in his 80s, develop metastatic disease. Just kind of curious, putting aside reimbursement issues, ideally, assuming he has no family history, what, if anything, do you think should be done at first diagnosis of metastatic disease in a situation like that in terms of working a patient up for potential PARP inhibitor?
I think we now have stronger data enough to support germline testing and somatic when we can. But germline is becoming doubly important. Number one, for the man himself, because if he's BRCA2, let's say, mutated, this means that we're going to probably treat him a different way, knowing what we know now with PARP inhibitors and maybe carboplatin, but also for his family. If ever we can avoid one death by ovarian cancer or breast cancer, of course, we've done all the job as doctors. And this is my practice, to be honest. All patients now who are developing metastatic disease, and specifically those with de novo metastatic disease, I recommend them germline testing. It's also because it's quite easy for me in my country. It's quite cheap and quite easy doing. The system will cover that. And actually, the incidence that we see of BRCA2 mutated men is quite high in this population of men.
So, germline BRCA or germline panel?
Well, we do a panel, you're right, because the cost is very similar and it's the same for the patient, but it's mostly BRCA that pops up as being mutated.